Kevin Olson will not testify in his rape trial, his defense lawyer, George Lauren, told the judge this morning. The defense then rested its case and closing arguments wrapped up. Jurors began deliberations this afternoon and made a late afternoon appearance in the courtroom to ask the judge for more time. WFAE's Sarah D'Elia has been following the trial. She was there today and joins us now. Sarah, good afternoon.
Good afternoon, Mark.
Did Kevin Olson's lawyers give a reason for the defendant's decision not to testify in this rape case?
They did not give a reason, and so it was just very quickly they said that they were not going to be, he would not be giving any testimony, and then it was very quickly off to closing arguments.
Right, and so you heard those. Let's begin with the closing arguments from the prosecution. What were their main points to the jury?
Well, the closing arguments of the prosecution was mainly that this was not a consensual act. And Assistant District Attorney Kristen Northrop kept saying consent induced by fear is not consent at law. So although this alleged victim was not able to say no, and although she wasn't able to attempt to fight off Kevin Olson's advances that she said were made, it still was not a consensual experience because she was too afraid to fight him off, and her body actually froze and wasn't able to do that. So the whole argument from the prosecution is this idea of consent induced by fear is not consent at law. It was not a consensual act, they argue, so therefore these rape charges are very fair.
And what about Olson's defense? What did his attorney say?
Well, George Lauren, Olson's attorney argued that the text message, this was a trial by text message, I believe was the phrase that he kept using. He used many text messages from the alleged victim that sort of painted her as somebody that was constantly contacting Olson, was somebody that wanted his attention and was afraid of losing this relationship, and that in fact this whole trial was sort of her trying to get revenge on Olson. He also pointed out that CMPD did what he called a rush job, and that they didn't do things like go inside of Olson's home, didn't collect sheets or pillowcases, things like that, and that is something that the jury should take into consideration as well.
So as we mentioned, the jury has come back over the past half hour or so asking for more time. Did they inform the judge exactly what they are asking for, or how much more time they think they might need?
That is the question. They sent the judge a note that just said at this time, after deliberating for about a couple of hours, they weren't any closer than they were 2 hours ago to coming to some kind of unanimous consensus and a joint conclusion together. So they said that they'd like the night, and the judge was willing to give them the night, hoping that they would be refreshed for the morning. The one interesting thing to note with the note that they passed along to the judge was that they weren't sure when they were all going to be on the same page. So that's something that we're going to be looking for tomorrow.
So they are through deliberating for today, right?
Yes, they are. Yes.
Okay. All right. Thank you, Sarah.
Thanks, Mark.
WFAE's Sarah D'Elia reporting on progress today in the rape trial of former UNC Charlotte quarterback Kevin Olson. And his attorney today said that he would not testify in the trial. He did not. And then the attorneys on both sides presented their closing arguments. The jury has finished deliberations for today after informing the judge that they would like more time. So those deliberations will resume in the morning.